It's very different reading a line, standing up here and feeling it, than it is sitting in my living room or in my office, even if I'm looking out on the trees or in the morning space. But begin each morning and live each day inside the simple truth. A gorgeous living earth drifts light as a feather. Wow. Around the great roaring generosity of the sun. Oh my gosh. Oh, and the other line in there, too, which got me, I don't know what it is. Every child of ours needs to learn the simple truth. She is the energy of the sun. And this is the next line. If you want to know what your job is in life. We adults should organize things so her face shines with the same radiant joy. My daughter texted me from Jordan this last week. She's in a refugee camp, and she says, a Syrian man came up to me today and said, "Your government did this to me." She said, all I could say was, "Yes, I'm sorry." An Iraqi man did that. A Syrian man came up to her and said, told a story of coming from Syria because his house was bombed, and his 10-year-old daughter was seriously injured, and he had to carry her away and then into a refugee camp. And she still needs medical help. And anyway, so I can't relate it. This was just in a text, and I'm making this long story out of just this simple text, which was, then he said to me, to Hannah, said, basically, "And I can't get into the United States and get help, you know?" And so refugee became an experience in my daughter by way of a text, was personalized into me, and you can see it in my eyes when I read how we as adults should behave for those children. And then I go into my brain and go, well, it's all more complex than that, yada, 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 world situations. But it's my 21-year-old daughter who's faced with this. She's put herself in this situation, but she is meeting people face to face in this. So I didn't know I was going to go there this morning, but it's from that line. I'd just like to open with what I said in my order of service to say what I'm going to say. Solar-powered people. I thought about calling it a solar-powered people. You know, as if we are a solar-powered, but it's solar-powered people. We are solar-powered people in a solar-powered congregation, so much so that I like the idea of putting solar-powered under our name as a statement of our faith, our commitment, and our action. Here on our earth home, sunlight becomes life, becomes me, and becomes each of us. It generously includes everyone, all beings by definition. Our traditions call us to make that inclusive gift and vision real in our lives and in our world. Our solar panels show that we are committed to doing just that. We committed to such a future. Then I say, hope lives here. Let's put the panels online this Palm Sunday. We'll get to that. I've heard some people say to me, oh, this is Solar Panel Sunday. Well, it's not. It's about this other cosmology. And I would like to start with the word generously out of that, the word generous, and attributing that to the sun. And I can see you sitting there and going, is he trying to create a new sun religion? Or what about God, you know? I mean, seriously, I could feel the vibes. And not at all. I'm not. I'm just speaking to an experience. Okay, and just a way of shifting, of framing, which that's what language does, is it frames things just a little bit. I'm not doing anything to change the physics and my background, my, you know, minors in physics and all of that stuff. So I've got the creds, you know, for science. I'm there. It doesn't change the physics. I'm just looking at it as an as if it were generous. And I'll tell you that that's changed my experience of the sun. I just started doing this about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, and I've made it a practice of thought, just a practice, to think of the sun as generous. That simple move, that much right there, okay? And then in the morning, I'll think of it, oh, a new day. I've been given a new day, new light, okay? It also means when there are clouds, that can peak sunlight. But I don't want to make it just be sunny. It's about that creative urge that is life that comes from the sunshine. We are the planet. Well, you can take nebula where stars are formed, and then you can go, and here's our star, the sun, and then here's the earth where what? All that energy and sunlight becomes life and then becomes me. And I have an opportunity to live that out in the world. So every day, there's that light and that reminder. So every day is a cosmic gift. It's generous and generating. It's light and life. The sun's energy become organic by way of photosynthesis. It becomes us. We are sunlight breathing and walking and thinking and living and loving. We are the air. We are the water. We are the earth. We are the sun. There is no environment out there that is separate from us. Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh uses the phrase which encompasses it for me. He made up the word. And every time I'd use the word when I first got here, Charles Grady would always edit it out. But he would edit it like, that's not a word. It's we enter are. We enter are. Enter with a dash, R. I love it. So I keep putting it in. 2 weeks ago, where I talked about my religion and my politics, remember I talked about the universalist understanding of a loving God, that all are included. I said an inclusive universe. And then I said what? The sun shines on everyone. Without exception. So if you think of a loving God and you think of a generous son, it's a similar orientation. Atheist or theist alike, but just move that shift to a generous giver. Unitarian exalted view of human possibility with religious exemplars, living out what we've been given. William Ellery Channing, sort of known as the Bishop of Unitarianism, talked about that divine seed that lives within everyone. How do seeds grow? What do they require? Sunlight. You go, oh, that's just metaphor. Well, it's not really a coincidence that we use all of those metaphors in thinking. And when I say religion, not as a box set of beliefs, but as our biggest orientation, that sense of how do we belong to and in the universe, that means the universe is not just stuff. And if we belong in it, we're never really alone or lost. We know how to move our way through it. My experience yesterday morning was I was sitting looking out my windows. My windows overlook a lot next door between my house and the Brackett's house, and it's got maple trees and oak trees in it. It's very active. It's right downtown. I mean, it's Druid Hill, you know, but with things going on. But I was looking out, and there are the trees without leaves yet, and the blue sky, and then I had the real sense of the trees being in sunlight, in sun energy, not just standing there as objects, okay? I can't convey it, But there's that sense of, oh, this is for real. This is for real. This whole generous sense emerging, they were literally emerging out of that. So when I say we are inclusive, it's not an abstract concept, but a vision of what is, grounded in the nature of things. And our traditions call us to make the vision real in our lives and in the world, solar powered. So when I look on our roof and see the solar panels, I see them as more than flat glass boxes that cut down on the electric bill that we've been successful in raising money to put on the roof. They generate 10 kilowatts, 85% of our power, but I also see them as a statement of hope. Younger members 2 years ago in the sort of junior in high school through about age 30, when I talked to them about what we should have for visibility, they all said, you know, the most impressive thing you could do would be have solar panels on your roof that would be visible from the street. They say you care. We are committed to the future and believe we can make a difference right now in the present. So that means we are not despairing. We are hopeful. We respond to this giant threat of global warming, and we go, yeah, yep, yep. But we're doing this, too. A people with hope, who practice hope. Hope lives here. It's a statement for sustainability. We're not just going to live off the past, but we're going to live with what we are given each day in a sustainable way. Fossil fuels are an accumulation of sun energy from like 290 to 350 million years ago, and we're using them up to support the lifestyle we want to live with the number of people that we've enabled our food supply to. Anyway, you can go on and on. But it really does come from our ability to fix nitrogen in ammonium nitrate, which we developed before World War I, in order to make what? Weapons, gas and bombs. And so then we all of a sudden made it where we could create all this food, and now we have more people, we've made it. So anyway. So we're saying we're not going to just do that. Our panels are taking in the daily generosity and using it. We won't just use up the past with no regard for the future. We care. They're also a statement of persistence and patience over time and through discouragement and beyond bureaucracy. Success has to be measured in these times, not just by the project or the success. We are people who have the experience of too much power. We think we have too much power. And if we don't make the difference that we want, we despair and drop back, but we can't do that. Success is measured here not just by the project, but by process and participation and persistence. We did not fail. We will put these panels online. It's also a statement of togetherness. I didn't get it together to put solar panels on my house, but this congregation did. All of us together made it possible. What together we make possible. So there's that importance of being, every time you look at it, there's that importance of being a congregation. There is more than me in you and in us. So it's a statement of who we are, I think. I think it's a symbol. I think it's more telling than a chalice. I think it's a comfort, an inspiration, and a challenge. It should be an orientation every time we look at them. Solar powered people. So we're going to turn the switch on to those panels. I know you did this in December, but here's the problem. The bureaucratic paperwork, we had them on the roof, but the paperwork didn't get through so the meter could be swapped out so that we wouldn't be charged for the power that we were actually generating. Is that right, Joe? Joe Crishon stayed on it. But there was a feeling of frustration from the people who wanted it to be on, you know, that we can't do it. I even heard the word, I feel like a failure because I haven't gotten them on. Not at all. We work through it. We've gotten it done. And we're going to turn the switch on. When? It happened just this week that the meter got in. It's the first day of spring. Ostara, it's the vernal equinox. It's Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday, I think, is one of the most powerful Sundays that we have in the sense of it's a story of commitment, of Jesus saying, okay, I'm going into Jerusalem, and he had to know, given all the things we attribute to him, that he was going to die. I mean, that didn't come as a surprise, I don't think, or he was certainly risking it by going in. But he said, the empire is not right. This is not the way to live. There is another way. And I'm going to walk through the city to show that there is another way. Commitment. He didn't have to go, okay, give me the donkey, let's go, I'm going in. He could have turned around and gone back. But he said, nope, the empire is wrong. What we're seeing, what we're dealing with, what we're seeing is out there is given is not right. And I'm going to go in and make a statement. I've also been confronted, again, by my daughter, by way of text, with what happened to Berta Cáceres. It's the accent's on the first syllable, Cáceres, the indigenous Honduran environmental activist who was gunned down in the first week of this month. Last year, she won the Goldman Environmental Prize awarded to grassroots leaders who build community support to protect the environment. And I think of what she said in accepting the prize. They follow me and threaten to kidnap and kill me. They threaten my family. This is what we have to face. And she was killed 3 weeks ago. We don't face such threats. We also tend not to make those commitments. But we have to make our own stands so that we feel them in our lives, our own commitments.